Utah is one of 14 states where the number of gun-related deaths is now higher than the number of highway fatalities. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
Highway fatalities in Utah and across the country have dropped dramatically in the past decade, thanks in part to safer cars and better drunk driving enforcement. For Utah, a report from the Violence Policy Center says there were 277 motor vehicle deaths in 2011, compared to 308 deaths from guns. That includes accidents, homicides, and suicides. Dee Rowland with the Utah Gun Violence Prevention Center believes broader background checks at gun shows and for private firearm sales could help reduce that number.
Just as regulations have impacted and reduced the violence of motor vehicle accidents, we feel that regulations could impact the violence and the tragedies of deaths by weapons.
Clark Apotian with the Utah Shooting Sports Council says expanding background checks would not have an impact on gun deaths because the large majority of them are suicides.
A background check isn't going to make any difference whatsoever for someone trying to kill themselves. We need to approach that on a mental health standpoint. We need to approach the rest of crime on a, whether it be a cultural or societal issue standpoint.
Nationwide, there were about 32,000 gun-related deaths compared to more than 35,000 highway deaths. The report is based on data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control. Dan Bomas, KUER News.